All right, we're here with Angel Sampid, current number one qualifier, 676.1, to go to number one after the first session. Obviously, a great pass. Heck of a run to start the weekend. Give me kind of your thoughts on how things went down.
To me, it's an amazing start because I've actually struggled getting down the racetrack on the first run of qualifying basically all year long. I mean, I've gotten in on some runs, but this is the first time I take it out of the trailer and bring it down the track and go number one. So really excited about that. We talked earlier about, you know, trying to get it down the track in a straight line, and I pretty much did that. Did it pretty well. A little bit of a correction I need to make on it, so there's a little bit more into it. I didn't shift perfectly, so there is more in the run, so I'm excited about it. But just for the most part, the momentum that I feel going into next round of qualifying, because it sucks when you have to go in the second and third and you're either not in or way on the bottom. So it's already a great start.
Weather this weekend looks fantastic. Obviously, it's a fast track. Do you feel like that's going to stick, or do you have to prove
it? I don't know. Tomorrow, I think we can beat it tomorrow. Okay. I think Eddie can beat it. Eddie's right on my trail, all right on my tail. I think he had a 76.2. I had a 76.1. I really wish I would have done better driving and maybe pulled out a 74 on it, give me a little bit cushion. But if Eddie can beat it tomorrow, so can I. So I'm just going to focus on that. If anybody's going to run faster than a 76.1 tomorrow, maybe I can too.
So you feel like a 74 at least is up?
I think I had a 74 on that run had I shifted perfectly. I think it's going to be a little warmer tomorrow, so we might slow down a little bit depending on which way the wind's blowing, but I still think it's possible. I think we could beat the 76.
You guys have any questions?
This has been kind of a crazy time for you with everything's going on at home, so how are you balancing all that?
You know, he and I talked earlier today, when my personal life is in a tornado, I really do well on the racetrack. It's something about being able to escape my world and put the helmet on and do and just get away, and it seems to be true. It's 20 years now when things are upside down for me and I put the helmet on, I do better on the racetrack. It's not something I want to happen. I don't want my personal life to be in shambles, and not me personally, but I'm talking about my family at home with the hurricane and my friends. I have friends and family who've lost everything, so I'm over here racing for them. I'm over here knowing how blessed I am to even be here. I have a house standing at home, so I'm taking advantage of every moment that I have on the racetrack to do well. Plus, it's a motivation to just do well because I need to. I need to get this win. I need to bring that home to my people. So I feel guilty at the same time, though, because, like, I'm here enjoying myself and doing what I love while everybody at home is struggling. But I know that they would want me to do this, so I'm doing it for them. Lafourche Parish, St. Charles Parish, and everybody at home still without power.
And it's work. This is work.
It's my job. Yeah, I got to go to work. I just, fortunately, my job is the greatest job in the world, so most exciting for sure.
How was the wind once you cleared the grandstands?
I didn't feel anything. Andrew's really good at adjusting the axle for me to drive into the wind. I think it was driving a tiny bit to the right, and I had it leaned over a little bit, which is where I was talking about it. There was room for improvement there, which is my fault. I shouldn't lean the motorcycle, but it's a subconscious thing. You know, when the bike's going one way, you tend to drive into it. But other than that, it went pretty straight down the racetrack. So depending on what happens tomorrow, he'll adjust it even more if he needs to. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to go in the left lane tomorrow, which I really like the left lane. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I want to stay number one because Eddie was number one, and he won the U.S. Nationals, which everybody thinks if you're number one, you're not going to win the race. Eddie broke that whole thing. So number one and maybe win the race. This was my first win here in Reading in 1996. And if, you know, it was 20-something years ago, September 16th, I think, was the date. I remember it like
25 years.
So yeah.
That's cool.
So it would be a full circle if I could do that this weekend. Number one qualifier. I actually set a record that weekend as well. Don't know if that's going to happen, but it would be fun.
Do you feel another championship coming up?
You know what? We talked about that too earlier, and that's something I'm trying not to focus on. It's something that I want more than anything in the world. God, I want to do it again. But mainly what I really want more than anything is just a win. I want to win the next race. All 43 wins I've had up until now don't mean as much as the next race means. So I have big aspirations there's a reason why I want to win that next race. It would mean the world to me and my family and everybody back at home. So I'm looking for the next win more than the next championship. But if I get the next win and we keep doing well, then that championship's just going to come along with it.
You've said in the past that this place always has a special place, especially since it's your first win. So you must really get charged up when you come into it.
I do. I think I've been more successful at this racetrack than any other racetrack I go to. I have records, national records, number one qualifiers, wins. I don't remember how many. I'm terrible. Andrew probably would remember better than I do. He remembers
as
everything.
Side note, you have the most round wins of any bike rider.
The most round wins of anybody at this racetrack. So this is a great racetrack. Not to mention I have friends that I've met here over the years. Brooke right here is one of them. Friends that have become like family. The fans here love the motorcycles. There's a lot of reasons why we do well here, why I do well here. And I'm going to keep all that in my mind tomorrow and Sunday and hope that it ends up the way I wanted it to last weekend.
Awesome. Thanks,
thank you, guys.
Great run.